The content of this show are the opinions of our guests. All information is for educational purposes only.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Welcome, everybody. This is Stephanie Parrish, your voice of hope and healing. First of all, we want to thank our sponsors for making this possible. We very much appreciate them and all that they do for us. We want to welcome our guest today, and this is Paul Barataro. He is a good friend of mine. He is a brilliant, brilliant man. I'm so excited to have him on the show and telling us a little bit about how he got into doing what he's doing, and we're going to talk water. I think that's so fascinating. So welcome, Paul. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about tell us about your company, what you're doing, and how that's working, because I have one of your machines in my kitchen and I love it. So let's awesome. Talk a little bit about that first, and then you can tell us a little bit about how you got into doing what you're doing.
All right. Well, it all started with my wife, the love of my life, my queen, almost 30 years now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she was sick for the first 10 years of our marriage, having thyroid issues, gynecological issues, anemia. She was very, very low iron levels. And so typically every month we would lose her for a week every month, you know, out of the month. She couldn't get out of bed on her menstrual cycle. So it was really me wanting to help her. And that's what led to discovering water that could help people. And then ultimately was hydrogen gas and how that helps people.
Wow. So I love the story of how you discovered this. So do you mind sharing that with us? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that aren't traveling, aren't doing things, are staying at home for the very reason that your wife was, because it's hard to travel. It's hard to do things when you're not feeling well. And right. For you guys to go ahead and do this, I think was amazing. So can you kind of tell that story?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were living in Florida at the time. We were, you know, married 10 years, young, you know, ready to conquer the world. And her health, you know, was just declining, and she already had issues when I met her, but they weren't really serious. They got more serious as time went on. Mm-hmm. And so that, and I never had any medical issues. I never had health challenges. I was, you know, having good health my entire life, never had a surgery, never had any of those things. And so it was very foreign to me.
Right.
I always felt good. So I was having to find compassion for someone that really was suffering. And when you are a person that has never felt sick, you know, you don't really understand, in my opinion, you don't understand the reality of what it's like to be sick. So long story short, I had to figure out how to help her. And it is kind of a funny story, because we were going on a cruise with some friends, and they brought water with them on this cruise. And I thought it was the strangest thing, but grateful, obviously. And I drank the water and didn't feel anything. My wife drank the water and she immediately felt something. She didn't know what it was, but her body craved this water. Wow. And she really wanted it. And, you know, mind you, this was the first day of her menstrual cycle. And so she went straight to bed on the cruise. And I thought, oh, this is a 9-day cruise. I'm not going to see her much. And we obviously didn't book the cruise, so obviously we would have chose the dates better.
Yeah.
But they chose the date. Well, anyway, she started drinking the water. And within a couple of days, she was up and around and enjoying the cruise. And I thought, wow, this is significant. Like, holy cow. What the heck? So I asked my friends, they didn't know how to answer why it was helping. They just said, you know, this is, you know, good water, whatever it is. it wasn't until a year and a half later, I once it helped my wife on the cruise, then she began drinking the water and continued drinking it for 6 months. And then within 6 months, her menstrual cycle was normal. And I thought, what in the world? So in the meantime, I started doing research and you know, figuring out what was true, what was not true, what was the situation really that was causing, or what we call in medicine, the mechanism of healing, and discovered that it was hydrogen gas.
Wow. All these things are just going through my mind, because taking on somebody that's already got an illness, but like you said, it was very mild. You didn't know what was happening. And then as time went on, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I know that I know you did everything you possibly could for her. And you also know that sometimes when people get really sick, it's best just to stay away and let them deal with it, you know, because there's nothing we can do that we think we can do. And it's just water. That's the whole thing that's so cool. But it's not, as we've talked before, there's dead water, and then there's water that's healthy water. And I think that's fascinating that you were able to get your wife back and enjoy that cruise with her. And it really shifted your life at that point in time and hers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's not only shifted it temporarily, but it has changed our life completely, because now this is my life's work in helping others. Once it helped my wife, I thought, I want to help others. There's got to be more people, and there's millions of people that suffer every day from sickness and other issues, and they're not able to accomplish their potential on a daily basis. Yeah,
I think there's getting to be more and more and more all the time. And if it's something, I'd say simple, but it's not simple, but it's simple. Once you get the machine, you get it hooked up, you're using the water. It's very simple for those of us on the other end. I'm sure it wasn't simple for you on the processing end of it. And your wife is just, it's so exciting for her. And there's so many people that are listening to this show that are out there that just don't know what to do next. They've tried everything, you know, and even me, before I met you a few years ago, it's like, I'm drinking a ton of water.
Right.
But it's not the right water.
It is not. And unfortunately, there is no hydrogen gas in water. A lot of people say, well, it's H2O. So isn't it hydrogen in water already? And the answer is no. Hydrogen gas is not in water. And so when we process water, we separate hydrogen and oxygen out of water. So we take water molecules, H2O, that are a liquid. We separate those water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen gas. We send oxygen out to the environment, and we dissolve that H2, or the hydrogen gas, that can help the body.
Why did that happen? I've been wanting to ask you this too, because why? I mean, I don't know. That's probably a really loaded question.
Right.
But there's so many waters out there on the market, so many waters coming into people's homes, so many different waters. And I've never been a water label drinker or reader, but I definitely do that now to make sure to see what there is. Of course, we take our hydrogen water with us everywhere. That's just like you taking it on those guys taking it on their ship with them. Because you want to make sure you're getting the right water.
Right.
So what should somebody be looking for?
Well, first of all, you want really clean water. In our time, it's really critical that you remove the contaminants out of water. There are so many contaminants. Just 2 weeks ago, the EPA told the world that 50% of the water in the United States of America has these forever chemicals, PFOAs, PFOS, all these different chemicals, and they are in 50% at least of the water supply in the United States of America. So that's the reality for us. So we've got to get these things out, and we got to get everything done for us not to be the filter. So I say this all the time, don't have your body be the filter. get a filter and get the contaminants out of the water before you put it into your body and add to the burden you're already carrying. And so I would say that get water that's clean. You can't trust any water. You used to be able to trust spring water, but you can't trust it. You don't know what contaminants, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, you don't know what's in water. And I would tell you, for most all water, it is tap water that's been recirculated. And of course it goes through a filtration system, but it's a very basic filtration system that most water municipalities have. And so you cannot count on that. You cannot count on the fact that your water processing that's going on is enough for you or is enough to get the chemicals out, the harmful chemicals. There are websites you can go to and you can look, and typically there's 35 chemicals, and it'll typically say 12 to 19 that are cancer causing, and they're outside or higher than what is appropriate and the limits that should come into the body. So there's every reason in the world to get a filtration system in someone's home. Mm-hmm. They should be doing that. Honestly, we should be lowering the plastic burden on the planet and not buying bottles of water, because we have a system that's only $3,000 that can purify or filter out all the contaminants that you would not want in the water. And you can put it in your home. It's for your entire house, for showering, for bathing, for drinking, for cooking, and you can just have clean water. That's like water 101. You want to get that into your system, into your home, so that you have clean water to drink that doesn't have chemicals and pesticides and forever chemicals and all these crazy things. And then the next level is taking water so that it can help your body from a health perspective. It's one thing to clean water and get contaminants out, but then it's a whole other thing to be able to have water that can improve our health. And so we can help you with both of those things. That's what I developed when I developed the Echo system, was not only a system that filters water and removes the contaminants, but then dissolves hydrogen gas, which now we have 1,250 studies showing us that hydrogen added to water can help improve disease models. There's over 200 diseases that have been identified that can be helped. So yeah.
That is awesome. So does ECHO stand for anything? I was going to ask you this before. Is that an acronym for something?
Well,
where did you come up with ECHO?
Yeah, it originally stood for electrically charged water. And everyone asked, oh, am I going to get electrocuted? And I'm like, no, of course not. Right? But anyways, that was the original, was electrically charged, because we do charge, you know, the water is charged to help you. But we then changed the tagline to hydrogen enriched water. And so, you know, with ECHO, that was what it originally was. And by the time we changed the tagline, we were already well established as the hydrogen water leader in the world. But, you know, we have proprietary systems that are like nothing else in the world. And so, you know, a lot of people, and here's the thing, there's a lot of false information about water circulating. Right. Water is a very confusing topic for most people, because every company says their water is the best. Everybody says it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so what's the truth? And the truth is, get the contaminants out of the water. There are many, what we call, might say, you know, false information. Some people say wives' tales, but I don't like to say wives' tales, because I think wives are pretty smart. But there are those kind of things.
Good answer.
I think there are those kind of things that people have just believed or said, but they're not true. One of those things is having to have minerals in water, for example.
Yeah.
This is something that people talk about all the time in the natural medicine community and just everywhere. And I say to them, where do you get that information from? And they're like, well, it's all over the internet. And I'm like, yeah, true, it is. So are a lot of things that are not true. But I said,
you can find anything on the internet if you want it, right?
Oh my gosh.
So Paul, I'm going to stop you right there, because that's a good place to take a break. And I want to come back on and talk more about the minerals in the water and all that stuff. Yep. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Sure.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Business owners, do you need money right now? Have you already filed your ERC forms and been approved? How would you like to get the money in your bank account within 10 days? Couldn't you use that money right now to run your business? That is why you filed for it, right? So call us right now. As long as you've already filed and been approved, we'll advance the money to you. It's that simple. We've already funded millions of dollars in ERC money, and we're here to help you get the money you need right now to run your business. Again, if you've already filed your ERC application and been approved for the money, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you've got to make this free call right now. This is not a loan product and the offer is not available in the state of Massachusetts.
800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. That's 800-545-7008.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Greetings, I'm Dr. Paul Barataro, founder of Echo Technologies. Oxygen is essential for life, but there's another vital gas often overlooked, hydrogen. In our youth, our bodies effortlessly extract hydrogen from our diet. But as we age, this process diminishes, leading to fatigue, cognitive slowdown, joint pain, and more. many health issues can be alleviated simply by drinking Echo Hydrogen water. In fact, over 1,250 studies underscore the immense health benefits of drinking water infused with microscopic hydrogen bubbles. With Echo, you're not just sipping clean, crisp water, you're nourishing your body with essential hydrogen, revitalizing every cell. Boost your focus and energy. Break free from feeling old and sluggish. Discover Echo Hydrogen water for yourself. Visit echoh2o.com, that's echoh2o.com, or call 855-737-1114, and make sure to use the code VITALITYWATER.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
And welcome back, everybody. We are talking to Paul Baratero. He is the water man, I like to call him. He's going to teach us all about water and how important it is. And listen to the first part of the show. He tells about how he came into this and basically pretty much helped his wife, probably saved her life. We've saved a lot of stuff, changed their lives forever by finding this incredible water that with the Echo water system. I have one in my home. I love it. I love the Echo water system. We just got back from a convention together down in Florida, and he's passing out water to everybody. And it's like, I need more water. Your body really starts to crave it when it's good for your body starts to crave it, and it repairs the things and does the things it's supposed to do if you're drinking clean water. So we left on the break talking about the minerals, that we're hearing all these things. You've got to have all these minerals.
Yeah.
So let's start right there.
Well, thank you. In all reality, when we talk about from a medical perspective, you know, being a doctor, I look at everything from a medical perspective, and I say, if someone says, oh, you should have minerals in your water, I'm going to immediately say, why? Why do you need minerals in water? And they'll say, well, you know, because water has to have minerals. And I'll say, why does water have to have minerals? You know, the molecule, the water molecule, H2O, is completely stable by itself. And in fact, pure water is very stable. And water itself does not need minerals to exist. And so they're like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, I know people tell you that water has to have minerals to be properly balanced or whatever this, I don't even know this craziness, but the reality is this false information stemmed from alkaline water company, alkaline water machine companies. They require minerals in water so that there is conductivity, so electrolysis can occur properly. And so they just started calling, water names like dead water. They started calling water, you know, oh, you don't want to have water with no minerals. Well, the truth was they couldn't really use that water in their machinery and accomplish the alteration that they wanted. So they started trashing that water. But the reality is,
interesting,
water by itself is perfect, just like it is H2O.
Yeah.
And so once I get people to that place to understand, that's the real reason why this misinformation came, is of course they weren't going to tell anybody, we can't have you use reverse osmosis or distilled water because our machinery can't use that. There's no conductivity. They've got to say it's some other reason. But the truth of the matter is, where do the minerals come from in water? This is the big question. Where do the minerals come from? And the answer is rocks.
Yeah.
So the water rains onto the earth and it runs across dirt and it picks up minerals.
Right.
But I don't know about you, Stephanie, but I'm not eating dirt.
Oh, come on.
I'm not eating dirt and I'm not licking on rocks to get my minerals. We should be eating vegetables and food items to get the minerals we need. And so plants are in the earth, in the soil, and they pull minerals up out of the soil. And the minerals in soil are inorganic. They're an inorganic state. They're not available to us. The plants and vegetables take those inorganic minerals and convert them to organic minerals, not organic like pesticide free. You're talking inorganic and organic. It means available or not available for our body. But plants uptake these minerals, convert them, and then when we eat those plants, we get minerals in our body that are in an organic state, and now they're bioavailable to us as a human being. And so when we're drinking water, we're just taking in minerals that came from the earth, which is fine, but they're inorganic. So they don't really have a tremendous benefit, and they're not the right form of minerals for us necessarily. Mm-hmm. Now, if we go across any country in the world, and we'll talk about the US since we live here in the United States of America, right. You can go to Seattle and there's hardly any minerals in the water. You can go to South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. You can go to many places. You can go over in parts of Germany, Italy, where you won't have minerals in the water because the rock is granite or too hard and you don't pick up the minerals. Now you go to Florida and you have a ton of minerals in the water because the minerals are soluble, what's called water soluble.
Oh, okay.
So if it was true that we have to have minerals in water, then we would see widespread health challenges in Seattle, South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta, for example, parts of Europe, where the mineral itself coming into people's homes has almost no minerals in it. And if that was harmful or dangerous, we would know about it because we would have already had tons of published studies showing, oh, in these states, you have to supplement with minerals in the water for somehow that water. And it's the big misnomer is people will say that if you don't have minerals in the water will leach it from you. And I say, why? Why would water do that? And furthermore, if we are 3/4 water, where is it being leached to? Because right. We have a very large supply. So it's just false information. And you do not need to be concerned about having minerals in water. That's not where we're supposed to get minerals from. We should get it from our food. Now, if someone says, but I like the taste of minerals, I want it to taste like a rock, or I want water to have this, fine. There's no problem with that. You can do that. The only reason I'm talking about this is because it's more important to have clean, contaminant-free water than it is to have mineral rich water, for example. And so it's better to filter everything out, including the harmful contaminants, than it is to miss some of the contaminants because you're wanting to keep minerals in the water, if that makes sense. So I really recommend, you know, a high level of filtration for water when you're taking it into the body, like reverse osmosis. I like distilled water is always been the gold standard in medicine because it's pure. However, there's a lot of maintenance typically with distillers, and it's not as practical as getting a reverse osmosis system because there's very little maintenance on those systems and they purify the water to a very deep level. So that's why I'm getting off my soapbox on that. But the reality is we need to clean water and we need to get water contaminant free.
Well, you know, it's interesting because what keeps coming to my mind, and I've been being told this a lot lately, which I knew, but a lot of people saying, get back to what God created, get back to what God created. God wouldn't have put water on the earth that was going to kill us or water on the earth that was going to damage our bodies.
That's right.
It's the problem is what we as humans have put in the water that have changed it. And that's what you're saying. We need to get that back out of the water, make it pure like God created it.
Right. I mean, pesticides, man-made. And a lot of people think, oh, I have a well, so I'm getting that water from the earth. It's got to be pure and clean. Wrong. Yeah. Here's the deal. What people don't know is that you have a 300-mile radius from a well. If you have a well anywhere within 300 miles, if someone is spraying pesticides, it can get into groundwater and get into your well water. So you can have pesticides. You can also have, you know, other contaminants that get into a well. Obviously, the EPA says you should be testing a well every 6 months just to make sure you don't have E. coli or other things that get into the well. So I would simply say in this day and age, I don't think there's anyone on the planet that can get away with not having filtration for the water they're consuming. And just because it's clear doesn't mean it's safe. And that's right. What people need to understand. Just because it's clear doesn't mean it's safe. And again, don't have your body be the filter. Filter the water before it gets into your body so you don't have a burden.
There's already so many burdens just even breathing the air. You know I do the hyperbaric oxygen, and we've got to get that oxygen into the body because we're so depleted from that, and so depleted from natural sunlight, and so depleted from good water, and so depleted from even in the foods, you know, the right minerals that are getting into the foods. We've got to make sure that those are all taken care of and okay. So what we have to do, we're going to take our break here in just a few minutes, but what we have to do is do our part, part to make that stuff clean as we possibly can, because nobody else is going to do it for us. Right?
No, you have to love yourself and put yourself first when it comes to these kind of things. Yes.
Yeah. It's the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we learn about it and are educated and learn from people like you that are experts in this. I mean, you've learned firsthand how to do it. And your goal is to help people get well. And by putting the right things in their bodies, how that's going to happen.
Yes. And we do that every day.
Every day.
We help millions of people across the world that have challenges that don't have them anymore. That's what we do.
I think that is so brilliant. That is so, so brilliant. And it's funny because my mother just passed away and she has an echo machine as well. And I'm like, I want that. You know, as we're separating and everybody's like, we don't want it. We don't want it. I'm like, I want it. I'll have two of them. I need to have that because I know what it does. And awesome. I didn't have mine hooked up for a few months in the transition of moving. And I can't believe the difference I have felt not having it hooked up. Yeah. And it's like, it's almost like your best friend comes back into your world when you have it back up. Thank you for being back, because now my body's feeling like it's supposed to be feeling and doing what it's supposed to be doing. And it's everything. It affects everything, doesn't it? Our thinking, our skin, our everything. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely crazy. So
water is everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere. And like you said, I have had probably three people in the last week tell me they're not worried about their water because it comes out of their well.
Yeah. Boom.
And I'm like, you probably need it checked pretty seriously, or send it through some really, really good filters.
Right.
Because there's so much stuff going in the ground, don't you think, besides pesticides?
Yeah.
So many things going in the ground, and it's going to get into the water, and it's going to get into the food.
Well, you have, like I said earlier, there's forever chemicals from nonstick cookware to fire retardant materials to clothing. You know, everything has these chemicals on them.
Yeah.
And they're getting into the water supply, and you have to filter that out. Chlorine's not going to do that. You have to have a proper water filter.
Well, and the interesting thing is one of the things before we got our Echo back hooked up, we're like, okay, we're buying all this organic. Now we have to be careful with organic foods too, but buying everything organic. We're doing everything we can. We've now got our garden. We actually harvested our whole salad the other day out of our garden. It was awesome. But then before we rehooked our Echo up, it's like, we're washing it with the sink water.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's not helping.
Right.
Can't do that. It's just putting it right back onto it. Right.
If there's chlorine in the water, that gets absorbed in the vegetables, and you're basically eating chlorine, and everything else gets absorbed into vegetables.
So we've got to just be so, so careful. So when we come back, I would love you to give us your contact information, how they can get hold of you, and any websites that they can look at. So let's take a break quick, and then we will come right back and we will rejoin Dr. Paul Barretero.
Yay.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year.
With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Business owners, do you need money right now? Have you already filed your ERC forms and been approved? How would you like to get the money in your bank account within 10 days? Couldn't you use that money right now to run your business? That is why you filed for it, right? So call us right now. As long as you've already filed and been approved, we'll advance the money to you. It's that simple. We've already funded millions of dollars in ERC money, and we're here to help you get the money you need right now to run your business. Again, if you've already filed your ERC application and been approved for the money, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you've got to make this free call right now. This is not a loan product and the offer is not available in the state of Massachusetts.
800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. That's 800-545-7008.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Greetings, I'm Dr. Paul Barataro, founder of Echo Technologies. Oxygen is essential for life, but there's another vital gas often overlooked, hydrogen. In our youth, our bodies effortlessly extract hydrogen from our diet. But as we age, this process diminishes, leading to fatigue, cognitive slowdown, joint pain, and more. Many health issues can be alleviated simply by drinking Echo Hydrogen water. In fact, over 1,250 studies underscore the immense health benefits of drinking water infused with microscopic hydrogen bubbles. With Echo, you're not just sipping clean, crisp water, you're nourishing your body with essential hydrogen, revitalizing every cell. Boost your focus and energy, break free from feeling old and sluggish. Discover Echo Hydrogen water for yourself. visit echoh2o.com. That's echoh2o.com. Or call 855-737-1114. And make sure to use the code VitalityWater.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Welcome back, everyone. We are having a very wonderful conversation with Dr. Paul Barretero, and we are talking about water and everything water. And he's one that taught me a long time ago about water, and I'm just loving what he has to tell us and teach us. So those that have been listening, you've been fed with the fire hose, should I say, or with the water hose?
It's like drinking out of water.
It is. There's so much to learn, and we think about water. So we want to go back and talk about plastics, because everything is in the plastics. We were talking in the break that all of our food comes in plastics, the water comes in plastics, everything's in plastics. So let's touch base with that for just a minute. But before we do that, before I forget, tell us how people can get hold of you to find out more information.
So they can go to, there's two websites I'd like to give them. First of all, to do research on hydrogen, we created the best website in the world, and it's called hydrogenstudies.com. So just the word hydrogen and then studies with an S. .com, you put obviously put a www in front of there. Right. That is a database you can go to and search any studies having to do with hydrogen. There's 1,250 indexed there. You can type in disease models, you can type in issues, you can type in everything. You know, if you're wanting to learn about gut, cancer, diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, whatever it is, rheumatoid arthritis, you can type in those kind of things and see studies. You know, like if you type in cancer, there's 117 studies, for example, just on cancer. If you type in diabetes, 62 studies. So if you type in COVID, 9 studies on how hydrogen can help long COVID and lung issues and what have you. If you type in telomeres, for those of you that know what a telomere is, you'll have a bunch of studies. If you type in, you know, whatever you want to type in, nitric oxide, for example, you can type that in, and there's tons of studies showing that there are benefits. So hydrogenstudies.com. Then the other website I want to share with you is Echo, E-C-H-O, and then H2O, like water. Echo, H2O, not H20, but H2O, like oxygen.
Oh, right. Zero won't get you there.
Well, it will, but we would rather you not use that one. I had to buy both because so many people were making the mistake and typing a zero, and we bought them both. But echoh2o.com is our main website where you can see the devices and you can, you know, do research and order there and what have you. And we have staff that are waiting to answer your questions and helping you. If you're the kind of person who wants to call and have a conversation, that number is 855-737-1114. So that would be the number to call.
I know a lot of people do. While we're talking about that, hold up your little water machine that you have right there. Because this is really an amazing little water machine. Tell us a little bit about this, Paul.
So this is what we call the Echo Go Plus. And it is designed when you're away from your machine in your home or traveling out of country or whatever, you put purified water inside. You make sure that the battery is charged, and there's a little charger right there, a USB-C charger. Once it's all charged up, all you do is push the button, and then you can see the hydrogen going in.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. So down here, the oxygen's coming out inside the bottle, just the hydrogen gas, because we are separating hydrogen and oxygen. And so you just have the hydrogen going in. So it's a very cool bottle. People, when they see it, they love it. You can see that there's a little timer, 5 minutes, or if you push it a second time, you have 10 minutes. And so this is an amazing bottle. The plastic, this is plastic, so you don't break it when you drop it, but it is a food grade polycarbonate from Germany, which has no plastics going in the water. It's a very clean and appropriate plastic to use with water.
So, Paul, how much does that hold? If somebody's going to pour that into a glass afterwards, right? Or they drink it right from that? What is,
yeah, how 10 does, ounces.
10 ounces. Okay. So you could fill a whole, take a few hours and fill a whole pitcher and have your pitcher there. Is that correct?
Well, you could, but we have a pitcher called the Echo H2 pitcher that is right. battery operated as well. And that is a half a gallon. So this is 10 ounces.
Okay.
You can end up getting six times that amount with
a pitcher.
You know, it would take you six of these to fill up what the other one is. The best thing is to have the machine in your home because it filters out the water. This one, you have to put filtered water in. Same as now the pitcher, we're adding a filter where you could pour tap water into that pitcher and it will clean the water and then you can process it. So we have all the options. We have travel products. We have the machines to go in the home. It's whatever fits your lifestyle.
Right. I think that's fantastic because you guys have really tried to just like your friend bringing all those gallons of water on the cruise ship, you know, if you had the pitcher or this little travel device,
yep.
so much easier. I'm getting ready to go on a cruise here pretty soon. And it's like, we've got one of those and I'm like, I can't mm-hmm. take my big hydrogen machine, which right. I would love to do. But there are ways to do this. So if people yeah. are traveling, they do a lot of traveling, it's even more so because you don't know what's in the water where you're going.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I guess I shouldn't say more so because none of us do. But it's such a beautiful thing to know that you are getting clean water wherever right. you go if you have these devices.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
And that's the whole key because you can you can try to be doing everything right like we thought we were doing everything right and then using tap water to clean everything. Wrong. Wrong. Yeah, doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got to do it all. Yeah. So let's go back for a few minutes and talk about plastics because you were saying mm-hmm. that yours is food grade and it's all yep. clean and okay.
Yep.
But there's a lot of plastics that are not, that they're putting our food in and our water in.
That's correct. So there are a lot of water bottles. The smaller bottles do have chemicals in the water. And it's not because the water was contaminated. Typically, the water going into the bottle, when they're manufacturing these plastic bottles, and I'm talking about the smaller 16-ounce bottles typically,
right.
when they start, the water is pure and good. But they're melting a little piece of plastic the size of my thumb. They're typically melting a piece of plastic and then forming a bottle. And all of the chemicals, when they melted that plastic to be able to form it into a bottle, if they were to have those bottles sitting for a period of time, a day or two to gas off, there wouldn't be a problem. But once they form it, it's going down the line and they fill it and then put the cap on it, put it in a box. That's where those plastic and chemicals in general get into that plastic bottle. It's simply because of the manufacturing process because they don't have time to have millions of bottles they're producing sitting, gassing yeah. off. So that's unfortunate. And that's one way that we get plastics. The other way is if you heat up things in plastic, you can get plastics into the water. And then there are some cheap types of plastic where you get plastics into the water. So you want to try to use a polycarbonate. You want to try to use glass, in my opinion. Glass would be preferable. But if you need to use plastic, get a polycarbonate. Get Triton brand like we use in our original Echo Go. And the pitcher has Triton plastic, which is BPA-free and all that stuff. But just know what you're looking for. You on the bottom of the bottle, typically, there is a recycle symbol.
Right.
If it says PC, it's polycarbonate. If it's, you know, just get to know what each of those symbols stands for and which plastics are good and not good.
Yeah, we've just been learning about the numbers that they're putting inside those mm-hmm. those triangles yep. and what they yep. mean. It's kind of a little bit mind-blowing. We take these things for granted. I was going to say, I went and bought a case of water a couple of years ago. Shouldn't have done it, but I did. It's before I was getting smarter all the time. Yeah. But I went and bought a case of them, and every one of the lids was melted to the bottle. So when it went through the process, it melted it. And that's when it got me thinking, wait a minute, this has got water in it. They melted that lid onto that bottle. Couldn't open one of them.
Really?
So it was the weirdest thing. I'm like, every one of them was melted to the bottle.
I've never heard of that. That's
I don't
crazy.
Know what happened to the process, but it was like, it didn't work, obviously.
Yeah.
It didn't work. So we've only got a couple more minutes, Paul. Tell us about a couple of your most important or special. I know they're all special because that's how I feel about my business. Yeah. Your stories, some of the stories that you've seen huge differences in.
Well, my wife is the most life-changing for me. But beyond my sweet wife, you know, I had other family members that have had diabetes and ended up getting helped. I've had many, many people. I was in the Truth About Cancer documentaries. And so there's been
great documentaries.
There's been animals. Some of the best stories are animals. We've had cats that were given 2 weeks to live and lived for years more. And we have dogs that had cancer where you don't have those issues. We had dogs that had kidney issues. We have a doggy daycare in California that uses our water. And once they started using our water, none of the dogs in the doggy daycare had kidney issues, liver issues. They were all going away. And so it was very, very amazing. We have veterinary hospitals that use our water as well. One of the most amazing things I've ever seen is I had a doctor once and his hands were shaking so bad he couldn't even hardly hold the glass. And I gave him a small glass of water filled up only halfway. It was only 2 ounces of water. He drank it. I gave him another 2 ounces. And like 10 minutes later, he came back over to the booth and he goes, look at my hands. They're almost still. And I have tingling in my brain. What the heck did you do? Right? Like, this is amazing. And I said, well, you didn't have hydrogen in your system. And now you do. And what the hydrogen has done is it has stimulated gastric ghrelin to go to your brain to increase your brain function. Same thing that helps Parkinson's, ADD, individuals like that. So if you want clarity of mind, if you don't want, you know, tremors or what have you from neurologic issues, the water can help. I have to say, there's no such thing as a guarantee in life.
Right.
We don't have any guarantees, but there, with 1,250 studies and 3,000 articles, there are no contraindications. There are no negatives. There was only benefits. And it's worth you taking the try. Even though you don't have a guarantee, you're supposed to drink water anyways. Why not drink good water?
Right.
But just imagine for a minute that whatever you're suffering from, if you could simply drink water, which you're supposed to do anyways, and have your body helped, what an incredible outcome that would be for, especially if you had a disease model of some kind, or you had arthritic conditions, or you had muscle issues. We do also have athletes. We have professional and amateur athletes, and they drink our water because they don't want to fatigue. They want to be able to, their body to perform well. And so pretty much everyone on the planet needs the water. And most important message I want people to understand is 97% of the population have gut dysfunction.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the water within 2 weeks can help you. One of the most beautiful things, I had a gentleman who lives down in St. George, Utah, funny enough, because I know you were down there.
Yeah.
He lived in St. George, and for the last 10 years of his life, he couldn't touch gluten or dairy. Because if he had the tiniest little bit of gluten, he would be in bed in pain for 3 days. And I thought, what a horrible life.
Yeah.
Well, I said to him, hey, I can't guarantee anything. And I'm not guaranteeing anyone anything. But why don't you drink the water for 2 weeks? And then tell me if there's any difference in your food allergies or in being able to take gluten. Well, it just so happens he drank the water for 2 weeks. And then he came up and happened to come up here in Lehi, Utah, where I am.
Right.
And I said, okay, I'm going to take one for the team and let's eat some gluten together. And if you get sick, I'll just eat crow for two, you know, and I'll tell you, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And because he said, well, Paul, already drinking your water, I had pain in my side for the last 9 years. No matter what I tried, I couldn't get the pain less than a 3 out of 10.
Wow.
And since I was drinking your water, I have no pain anymore. So I'm willing to try it. So we went and got sushi. Okay. And listen, he then came over to my house and I said, let's watch a movie and I'm gonna have you eat red vines, which red vines definitely have gluten and they're not organic. And so it's like the worst challenge you could put on your body if you're gluten intolerant because it's made from wheat, right? And so anyways, I gave it to him and he goes, the next day he goes, felt perfect, slept perfect, no problems. This is crazy. So I would just say for those of you out there that have food allergies, those of you that have gut issues, give it a try. And no guarantee.
Which is 97% of us.
Yes, 97%. And your immune function is tied to gut health. So imagine we have studies. If you go to thehydrogenstudies.com, you can look up the hydrogen studies relating to gut microbiome. And the water, because of the hydrogen gas, will absolutely help your lining of your gut to repair. And so that's the last thing I'd love to leave you, because I know it affects 97% of you listening to me right now. This is for you, and this water can help you.
Oh, that's a perfect place to stop. Again, the phone number is 855-737-1114. If you want to talk to a person, I've been to Paul's place. It's amazing. You guys, they just take the very best care of everything. So, Paul, I want to thank you again for coming on. I love you, and I love what you thank share, you. And I love what you do for everybody, and I love that your wife is doing so well. That's always a huge bonus. And please be listening. Reach out to him. Let him know, and he would be more than happy, or his staff is a phenomenal staff. They would be more than happy to help any of you. Okay, thank you so much, and you guys all have a beautiful, happy, and healthy day.